Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Welcome back.
Everywhere
it's Bing.
You go.
Bing Crosby, the late, great Bing Crosby, 23 after the hour. Look him up, kids. Look him up on Wikipedia. Bing Crosby, you'll find him there. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dillon-Schneider. Bob is helping us spread a little Christmas joy and spending some time with us. It's very valuable time. Bob, to you and yours, to the missus and your two handsome boys, Merry Christmas.
Jim, Merry Christmas. And let me just say, I received a poem at Christmas, and I want to read you four lines for your audio. It says, be yourself and don't allow the world to take control. Preserving your identity is life's most precious goal. And I believe that, believe me.
Right, absolutely. So what are your, on this Christmas Day, when you look around you, What do you think? What do you think about where we are as human beings? Not just Americans, but as human beings.
Well, I look back 10 years ago, I look back 20 years ago, I look back 30 years ago. Life is better today, but we need to find a way, as you said in the previous few minutes, to include everybody in our lives. We need to bring Islam, we need to bring Jews, we need to bring Catholics, we need to bring Protestants together. We need to do it sooner rather than later, because the world is headed toward a precipice, and I don't want to get there and try to figure out what to do at the edge of the cliff.
Well, you know, Bob, they're telling me that by the end of this century, the demographers are telling me that by the end of this century, we're going to have something like 17 billion people on planet Earth.
A lot of people, you're right.
Think about that. What if we've got that many people? So obviously we're going to be closer to each other, right? We're talking about almost tripling the current global population. We're going to have to share finite resources, right? I mean, we have the same. We're not going to be able to import any more water, or any more air, or any more dirt, right? We have what we have, right? We're going to be sharing resources and all those things, and air and water, etc. How are we going to prepare? What do we got to do to prepare ourselves for a $17 trillion population of a planet Earth?
We have to figure out a way to work together, to talk to one another, more important, to listen to one another, and figure out, on listening to one another, how we can come together and take advantage of all the good things we have and share the good things we have. On this Christmas Day, you know, we got to think about veterans. We got to think about the homeless. We got to think about the unfortunate. We got to make life easier for people around us.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, one of the things I think the place to start for me is, as I travel around the world, and as I know you have yourself, I said this in the last hour, the thing that struck me the most about the people that I've met is how much like me they are, how much like you they are, how much I am like them, meaning that if you shucked it all down, the language, the nationalism, the geography, the politics, you threw all that stuff away and you just were just left with two human beings, the top five or six things that are most important in our lives, things that really matter, are the same.
There's no question about it. Doesn't make any difference if you're in Iran or Iraq or Paris or New York or Alabama.
That's right.
All the same.
It's amazing. And another thing, Bob, I'm going to take it to another level and say that, as you know, whenever I travel, I spend time with small business owners in those countries.
Right.
And their goals and objectives are exactly the same as an American small business owner.
Absolutely. They want to make it through the day. They want to sell their goods and services. They want to pay their mortgage.
Why can't we build a world on that, Bob?
I think we can, and we should. And I think that tolerance is the way to do that, and inclusion is the way to do that.
And which includes, folks, not being judgmental. It doesn't mean that you can't have your opinions. It doesn't mean you can't have your beliefs. But it does mean you check your judgment at the door. What do you think, Bob?
I think that's exactly right. I think that we are all alike, no matter what anybody says. And there are ways that we can come together, and we need to figure out how to do that. And by talking about it just as we are here, that's one of the first steps.
Well, exactly. And I think that I really would like to encourage everyone to start thinking about this. And if each one of us, I mean, look, Bob, you know me well. You know how opinionated I am. I am. I admit it. But I really, and I'm not. I haven't stopped. I'm not going to try to stop being opinionated. But I am working on being judgmental.
Well, you're not going to like this, and your listeners, will appreciate it. However, Blessing Game has a big heart, and he's a guy that opens his heart to a lot of people and invites a lot of people in. And that's what the last few minutes of this show have been all about. How do we become all together, working together to make the world a better place?
Well, thank you for those nice words. Well, if that's, you know, the thing about it, two of my three guests this hour, on today's show, are Jews. And when we come together, you know, I invite them on the show. You're a Christian. And so this is what we walk the talk here in terms of inclusion and tolerance. And Bob, you've got a lot of influence out there. I really want you to know that if you'll continue to work on this, I will too. Let me know what I can do to help us.
Send that letter to the Pope.
I'll do that. I'm going to send it to you. And folks, he does have that contact. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Merry Christmas to you and the
Merry
kids.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Thank you very much.
Privilege. Thank you very much. Bob Dillashnider, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Have yourself a merry...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.